Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. Today it's Thursday, 21st of March. Firstly, in Indonesia, a pre-election survey by Litbang Kompas shows the big lead of President Joko Widodo over his challenger Prabowo Subianto has narrowed weeks ahead of the 17th elections. Though remains 11.8% ahead of Prabowo. The survey was conducted on 2,000 respondents across Indonesia's 34 provinces between February 22nd and March 5th. Widodo was favored by 49.2% of respondents, surpassing Prabowo's 34.4%. In Kompas survey in October, Widodo was ahead by 19.9% of the Kompas survey is unique as the latest surveys of other pollsters, including Saiful Mujani Research and Consulting and Australia-based Roy Morgan, show Widodo ahead of Prabowo by about 20 points. The reduced margin of Widodo over Prabowo in the Kompas survey indicates that the outcome of Indonesian elections remain uncertain. In Indonesia, yesterday, a counter-terrorism squad arrested a suspected member of a pro-Islamic State terror organization called Jamaah Ansharuddaulah in Berau of East Kalimantan Province. Authorities said the suspect communicated with several other terror suspects earlier arrested in North Sumatra. They said the suspect planned to attack security forces. The arrest of terror suspects indicate there could be more terrorists in the country who now have more motivation to launch attacks. Terror groups can potentially stage reprisal attacks on the security forces or target government establishments. Clients in Indonesia are advised to employ extreme caution and avoid visiting government offices, security posts, religious sites, and other places usually targeted by terrorists. Thailand, surveys by several institutions show that an overwhelming number of people are planning to vote on March 24th, which will be Thailand's first general elections in 8 years, after the military government delayed elections repeatedly. The Election Commission reported that on May 17th, 87% of 2.6 million voters who registered for early voting have cast their vote. Voter turnout in Thailand has increased steadily over the decades, from about 60% in the 1990s, 5% in the last elections in 2011. The outcome of the election is uncertain. Supporters of the military government, including the Palang Pasharat Party, are expecting that no party will have majority seats in the parliament and that the 250-member military-appointed Senate will have a major role in electing Thailand's next prime minister, together with the 500-member lower house. Myanmar, another round of peace discussions will start in Naypyidaw today. The government invited 8 armed ethnic groups that have not signed the national ceasefire agreement. Groups reportedly represent 80% of all ethnic rebels in the country. The government said all 8 groups have confirmed their attendance to the peace talks. It is still uncertain who among the 8 groups will participate in the peace talks. The rebels reportedly want no less than a federal Myanmar and the redraft of the present military scripted constitution. The National League for Democracy-led civilian government is also pushing for amendment of the constitution. However, the military and the military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party are opposed to changing the constitution. Conflicts between the military and the Arakan army has been raging in the Rakhine state, and the Thang National Liberation Army has threatened to join the Arakan army. Both the TNLA and the Arakan army are among the 8 groups invited by the government to the peace process. Clients are advised to avoid the Rakhine neighboring states as fighting between the military and the ethnic rebels intensify. The Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte terminated the appointment of all government peace negotiators with communist rebels yesterday. The peace talks with the Maoist-inspired rebels collapsed in November 2017 after Duterte signed a proclamation formally terminating the discussions with the communist rebels. Duterte accused the Communist Party of the Philippines of insincerity and denounced its armed wing, the New People's Army, for its continued attacks on government forces and businesses in the countryside. The termination of the peace negotiators, the Duterte government to reopen peace talks with the communist rebels will have to wait for the next government for any chance of peace negotiations. The rebels are expected to stage more attacks in the countryside. Clients in the Philippines are advised to avoid non-essential travel in known communist hotbeds, including the Cagayan region in northern Luzon, the Bicol region in southern Luzon, and the entire Mindanao Island. In Cambodia, a European Union delegation was in Cambodia for a two-day visit until March the 20th as part of the review and monitoring process for possible withdrawal of the continent. The EU decided in February to launch a six-month monitoring period to determine whether to continue the trade scheme under which Cambodian exports enter the European market tax-free. The EU threatened to withdraw EBA or the tax-free scheme in response to Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen's crackdown on his opponents. Any withdrawal of the scheme will be decided by the European Commission by February 2020. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts, and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.